T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
His name is Tony Madlock. He's an assistant basketball coach over at the University of Memphis, which is coming off a 4-0 trip through the Bahamas. He joins us now. Coach Madlock, what was the best part about that trip, brother?
Oh, man, just seeing those guys play against somebody else. You know, we've been practicing now for 2.5 months, so you can imagine guys are getting tired of beating up each other and grabbing and fighting in practice and competing every day. So finally got a chance to play against somebody else. So that was probably the best part of it.
Which guys, and I want to be careful in asking this, Coach, because I know sometimes y'all don't like putting one ahead of the other, but y'all had a bunch of standouts. Which guys impressed you the most?
Well, it's like now you're going to have me talking the whole time because I can go down to this. I'm serious now. Every single game, everybody played well. Now, usually after playing 4 or 5 games, you'll say, well, he really didn't do it this way, this game, whatever.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't one game while we were there that everybody didn't do what they were supposed to do, basically. So to answer your question, man, we can go down to this. If you want to just ask about individuals, do that. But all of them really played well.
From a team perspective, Coach, I mean, what jumped out at you? And I know we will get to the individual thing, but in terms of what impressed you about the team concept, was there anything that jumped out?
Well, just how fast we played. I mean, just think about the points now. 114, 135, 87, and 107. That's a 40-minute game now. So that's a lot of points. That's a lot of points to be scored. I don't care who you're playing against. So that really stood out that our pace of play is really going to be good, and it's going to be good for this team because, you know, we got so many talented players that you have to play. And Penny talks about it every day. Hey, play to exhaustion. So play 3 or 4 minutes, raise your hand, come out. Somebody comes in, do their job, you go right back in.
Yeah.
So I just think our pace of play, it was really, really good.
With no Precious and no James on this trip, we sort of talked about it on the show, Coach. Great opportunity for a guy like Lance Thomas to step up. And I think that's sort of what we were looking at. I'm sure that's what you guys were looking for as well. And that's exactly what he did. What did you make of the week that Lance Thomas had?
Oh, he had a great weekend. You're exactly right. Just think about this now. This kid just sat out a whole year. So he hadn't played in a real game with referees in over a year.
Yep.
So for him to go out there knowing that you don't have to worry about James, you don't have to worry about Precious, you're going to get as many minutes you want, all you got to do is produce. And he did that. He had a great 4 games, and Lance is really stepping up to be a leader on this team.
Were you prepared, and probably you were because you'd seen it in workouts, but we hadn't, so I wasn't, for Damian Ball to be that tenacious, that explosive going to the basket? Like I said, it feels like you all have seen in workouts and the word's gotten out, but how much did he impress?
He was really, really good. He has a chance to be special. I mean, like really, really special.
Dog, Coach.
Because I'm talking about a guy that picks you up 94 feet. He's 6'4", he's long, he's athletic. And what he really does, and the reason why Penny loves him is because, first of all, he has that dog, he defends. But he is a big-time passer. He's he's not Penny Hardaway passing, but he can really, really pass the ball, meaning he makes the simple passes look good, and he also has that spectacular home run passes. So he's really good, and he had a great 4 days.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis basketball assistant coach Tony Madlock here on the show, just kind of working our way down the list like we were talking about. DJ Jeffries is such an interesting prospect because his entire career, right, his entire high school career, he was the best player in the state of Mississippi. He had one role, and that was to just go out and just score 30 a game. And now he's coming into a team where there are 5 DJ Jeffries, right? There are guys who have been doing that in their career. And then the question was, how is he going to fit in? How is he going to look? And I thought this week in the Bahamas, he showed you every reason why he is the prospect where he was. What did you think of DJ Jeffries' performances this week?
You are exactly right about DJ. Sometimes, when you're the best thing since sliced bread coming out of Olive Branch, Mississippi, you can kind of, on his bad days, he's good.
Yep.
So he can kind of just float through it and get by. and at the end of the game, he's still going to have 30.
Yep.
So he has – but his talent is off the chain. He can do a little bit of everything. Just scores the ball. But, no, he had a great week. And like I said, man, it wasn't surprising to us that he was our lead scorer for one or two games, mm-hmm. you know, because he is that talented. And what a great kid, man. I really don't want to change subjects, but all – especially I'm talking about the new guys. All of them had great summers. Far as the grade wise and everything they did, so man, we're proud of these guys, man. They have worked so hard. They've all been humbled. They're all willing to sacrifice for the good of the team. So exactly what this Bahama trip did for us, man, we so excited about it.
Well, and how about your returnees? You know, we saw Alex Lomax sort of playing with the confidence, right? That made him a two-time Mr. Basketball. Saw Tyler Harris not just hitting the three, but making plays for others. Knows that's the way he's got to be on the court, be a playmaker, play defense as well. And then I thought from Isaiah Maurice, had one game where he's 3-3 from three. How about the step up that it appears that your returnees have made as well?
Well, exactly, because they know. You know, that's what's so good about this team. You got to play at a high level at all times, because at the end of the day, you want to win games, and I'm talking about from the player's perspective. You want to win games, but you want to be on the floor. So in order for you to be on the floor, you got to do all the things the right way. So you talk about A-Lo. A-Lo looked like the Alex Lomax, like
yes,
you
he
said,
did.
Mr. Basketball. He looked like that. I mean, he was that dog. He was just so tough. And I mean, it's scary what him and Damon can do defensively for us. It's scary. Then you look at Tyler. Tyler's biggest thing is always going to be shot selection, because he can really, really shoot and score the ball. I mean, that's in him. You know, you're not going to be able to take that away. Yep. He just got to make sure he takes a good shot, which he did. And then you're talking about Isaiah Maurice. You think about him. He did not practice for 2 weeks before we went to the Bahamas.
Mm.
So the first game we played on Wednesday was the first time he had really practiced in 2 weeks.
Okay.
He had a poor quad. So for him to have the type of tournament he had, man, I thought was really good for him too. So, man, like I said, all those guys, man, really competed. And like I said, they know that if I want to play, I want to be on that floor, I got to find a way to do everything the right way, and that's what they're doing.
I'm curious, Coach, from your vantage point, what do you think, which area do you think you've improved more on going from last season to this season, just in terms of what the adjustments and the step-up guys are making? Is it y'all shooting, or is it your interior defense? It feels like the easy answer is interior defense, because look what you're adding with Precious and James. But the other part, you've got shooters all over the floor now, Coach. It's not just one or two guys defenses can mark. Which one of those areas you think you're more improved in?
Well, just think about it. We're just so much more talented. So at the end of the day, you know, you're talking about which area and all that.
It's the talent.
We got 13 guys now that can play for us and can be in the game. And not a guy you're just saying, well, he's not going to be that. We can't put him in the game. That's not the case with us. So the difference is we're top to bottom, from that first guy to that 13th guy. Every one of them can play.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis basketball assistant coach Tony Madlock here on the show. I'm sure you've gotten this too, Coach. People have been blowing us up. Who's your starting five? Who's your starting lineup? Yeah. Obviously, these are not things that are going to be determined in August. There's practices and other things like that. But in terms of trying to find the meaning from this week where everybody who's on the floor looks awesome, how do you go about determining who's making their case, who's making their statement for being in that starting five?
Boy, Penny Hardaway's gonna have a tough decision, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's gonna have one. I'm telling you now, because all these guys competed. Just think about it. Through a lot of people's mind, the most talented players on our team, James Wiseman and Precious, they didn't play. So just think about that. You know, just think about that. Guys that potentially could be first round guys, lottery pick guys, and they didn't even play. So it's gonna be a challenge. But that's the good part about it. Like I said earlier, you got to compete every single day. Nothing is going to be given. Don't care who you are. Penny's not going to give anybody anything. So if you really want to be on that floor, you better work your behind off every single day. So I think the biggest thing is, man, how you compete every single day. You can't have 3 or 4 or 5 bad days and just think, all right, man, because I'm so-and-so, I'm going to get in the game. It's not going to work like
well,
that.
Well, I mean, and especially knowing what Penny was willing to do last season, right? I mean, Penny was not afraid to change up a starting lineup if the production wasn't there. So that's what I would say, too, is like, especially with a team as talented as this one, there doesn't have to be just one singular starting lineup.
Exactly. Like, you know, it's one of those deals that he could have easily started a different lineup every game over there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I just think he got in a routine and just kind of got in a rotation that he wanted to go with. But at the end of the day, it's the lineup. We're so versatile. We're going to be able to play big. We're going to be able to play small. Even when we're big, we're going to be fast. So we're going to have an opportunity to play a lot of different ways, man, which I think is just goes back to pinning these guys that he recruited.
Obviously, no James on this trip. I know that had to be tough for y'all to not break that glass just to see him out there. But you know, just the obligatory question, he's going to be okay, right? I mean, that's the expectation over there?
Oh, if we were playing Houston tomorrow, he would be playing.
Well, that's certainly good to hear.
What'd you think of the way Jaden Hardaway played, Coach?
Jaden's a baller. I'm telling you, it's one of those deals that, you know, everybody's going to say he's Penny Hardaway's son.
Mm-hmm.
He can really play. He can really, really play. And his ceiling is high, too. He's just scratching the surface on how good he can be. He's 6'5", 6'6". He can handle it. He can play all three guard spots. He can defend. And his basketball IQ is off the chart.
Yeah.
So he's going to be good for us this year.
That's what I wonder. With a team as talented as y'all are, is there a place, and maybe it's because you guys, it sounds like, Coach, y'all got a plan to play so many guys, but is there a place for Jaden and for Orion Boyce to contribute on a team that's as talented as this one is?
I think so. But like I said, it goes back to competing because Penny's not going to give you anybody anything. So if Ryan is out playing somebody, then Ryan will play. You know, if Jaden's out playing somebody, he's going to play. So it's just one of those deals. That's why every single day, man, that's all Penny talks about, compete, compete, compete. And I think these guys are really bought into that.
And then when finally, I mean, you could tell just by everybody that's trying to watch y'all on the Facebook Lives, everybody's trying to get into Jimmy Davenport's Live, we almost broke the thing. When was the last time you personally saw people in this excited about Tigers basketball? You personally saw it?
It had to be the Cal years, you know, it had to be. But I'm telling you, everywhere we go, it's unbelievable. I've been a couple different spots today, and it's just one thing after another. And everybody wants to talk about Memphis basketball. So it feels so good, man, especially with, you know, the Memphis ties that we have. You know, Penny, of course, being from, I'm from here. Dwight Bowen's from here. Rodney Hamilton's from here. And then the players. So, I mean, it just feels so good, man, to walk down the street and every store you go into, they want to talk about Memphis basketball. And that's a blessing, man, and we're all proud of it. We're not going to take that for granted.
I know it's a collective decision by Penny and the whole staff, but do you guys think in terms of additions for 2019 that this is basically sewed up, this is wrapped up, this is going to be the team?
Maybe not.
He always tries to get that one in on you, Coach. Yep. I'm always looking for a different answer.
Just think about this, man. We're always working. So just always think about that. We're always working. When we're in the Bahamas, we're working. When we're back now in the States, and we're always working. So you never know. You never know. So I guess you guys will probably be one of the first that hears about it. So
you know, the other great thing about that trip, besides the fact you go 4-0, like you said, Coach, everybody to the man looked like they all played well, was that you came back healthy. I saw where Middle Tennessee lost a guy for the season down in Costa Rica, and that's the risk you run when you do these things. But thankfully, you guys, as far as we know, right, everybody's good.
Everybody's great. Everybody's great. And it's like anything else, man. You play this game of basketball and any sport, and you know you're trying to compete, and you just can't predict those things. You just got to do your job, and these guys are gonna play as hard as they can, and you know you just gotta. Gotta have your faith and trust in what you're trying to do.
No doubt. Well, back to reality, Coach.
We're gonna send some bubble wrap over there for all y'all, the coaching staff, the players, all y'all.
I know that's right, but the bad part about that, I wish we could do that, but we gotta practice and we gotta make sure, man, that we hitting on all cylinders, because it's gonna be what's crazy about it. People just I think they do, but they don't really understand how young we are.
Right.
And in college basketball, when you're playing against teams that got, you know, two or three seniors, a junior and a sophomore, you know what I mean, in the lineup, those teams are hard to play against. I don't care what level it is.
Yep.
It's because of experience factor. So we're going to be as talented or more talented than anybody we play against. But we're so young, and the good part, another thing about this trip was we hit a little adversity. Not much, but because we really want to see that. Because, you know, we were down, even the last game we played, we were down – we gave up 31 points in the first quarter. Now, come on now. And the team was okay.
Right.
But we gave up 31 points in the first quarter. And we were actually losing. So we were down, I think it was 31-30.
Yeah.
And we're sitting down there like, man, what are we doing now? Because I know it was a 10 o'clock in the morning game.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody's still probably half sleepwalking. But at the end of the day, when you cross that line and you start playing, you better be ready to go no matter who you're playing. So so we hit a little adversity a couple times during this trip, and every time we fought our way through it, because that's going to be the deal on this team, because it's going to be some highs and lows, and right. If we can continue just to fight through that and never point fingers and always for your brother, we're going to be fine.
Coach, I meant to ask you, that game against Oregon got a lot spicier, didn't it? My goodness, that's going to be one of the greatest games of the non-conference this year.
No doubt. Can you imagine? That's going to be crazy, man. But our schedule is going to really test us. And when Penny got the job, everybody was, "Hey, what you going to do? Cupcake it?" Penny like, "No, I'm not cupcaking it. I'm rolling." And you can see, right now, man, our schedule. Conference coach is really good.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. I'm looking really forward to it. Coach, always appreciate
really
the time.
Really appreciate this time, Coach.
Man, you my guys. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. He is Tony Madlock, University of Memphis assistant coach. I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm assuming that Oregon game was already on ESPN because it was part of that PK80, so I'm assuming it was already going to be on ESPN, but that's a primetime game, bro. They added Addison Patterson the other day after adding in Folly Dante. My good, they're going to be a top-10 damn team.
It's the best game on schedule, and it got cemented.
Yeah.
With that addition. I struggle with his name, John. I still got to get that down.
In Folly Dante.
In Folly Dante.
Yes.
In Folly Dante.
Yes.
I haven't gotten to the point where it rolls off yet.
Yeah. It will. You'll get there.
Oh, that it's clearly the marquee game on the schedule. There are a couple of them at Tennessee. I think that Georgia game is one because of who's involved. We don't know how good that Georgia team will be, but Anthony Edwards is a darn good one. That non-conference schedule is exciting enough. There's no question about it. And hopefully, more importantly, it's enough of a test, right, to have them ready for the conference season and run through that, we think, and then hopefully to a deep tournament run. Appreciate Coach Madlock's time.
Yeah, and he said
you hear the excitement in his voice.
If the Tigers were playing Houston tomorrow, James Wiseman would be out there.
That was good to hear.
Yeah, so
I'm
that's
glad
definitely.
You asked him about that.
Somebody asked, "Well, what if we're playing Tulsa?" That's a good question.
Frank Haith's gonna have five guards out there, give you a little bit more of a test than you thought, but I think we'll be able to get through it with the talent level you've got now.
Yeah, I think ideally that would be the case.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.